Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live on this Monday morning. Jared Blickery is here with a dive into the Wi-Fi Interactive. Jared. Jared, I think you're on mute.
Oh, my bad here. Not a good way to start the day or for stocks for that matter. So we got the Dow on the Wi-Fi Interactive. That's down over 500 points. And I just want to address what I was saying. I was out Friday, but Thursday morning I was talking, and this was just after the Fed. I was talking about things setting up for a potential risk rally into the end of the year. It's not materializing right now. Despite the fact that the Fed headwind is kind of out of the picture right now, we have Omicron, we have BBB kind of falling apart, and even the S&P 500, the broader market is down 1.5% here. Let's take a quick look at the VIX. That's a bit elevated, 25. I'm going to put, let me put a two-month candlestick chart so we can see the spikes and still staying in the trading range that we've had over the past couple of weeks. But we do want to watch out for the potential for it to break beyond that. And we also have interest rates sinking once again. We got the five-year down 3 basis points. The 10-year is down 1 basis point, and the 30-year break even. So the yield curve still steepening. It is a bull steepening as bonds go higher and the yields go lower. Also, the U.S. dollar index, that looks like it's a little bit lower right now, but you can see it has risen to the upper end of its range. That has important implications for a lot of currencies. Not shown here. I don't think we got time to get in it, but Turkish lira, that thing has devalued 7% overnight, 60% over the trailing month. So definitely something to look out there for. Gold, a little bit of a decline here, but that has picked up recently. You can see kind of got a little burst of activity last week, so we'll keep an eye on that. But the focus here is on the mega caps, really underperforming today. Apple, Alphabet, Amazon, each off more than 1%. Facebook almost off 3%. Tesla right there with it. And the only spots of green, those tend to be the work from home trade. We see Netflix just barely in the green. So is Zoom. You were talking about that before, Julie. But other than that, it's the vaccine stocks. Not a lot of green anywhere else. So I'll just show our pharmaceuticals heat map real quickly. Moderna's up 4%, Pfizer up 2%, but nevertheless, more red than green in the space. And just a sea of red largely for the travel and reopening space today, except for Carnival, which we were talking about. They reported earnings, maybe a little bit of enthusiasm over something buried in that report or on the call right now. Have to check into that in a bit. But overall, you take a look at the EV space. Where has all the hot money been flowing this year? Not into a lot of these stocks today. So let me get to my canaries. These are my leaders, my sentiment markets. And I'll post a three-day view here. So over the last 3 days, this covers us since the close of that Fed announcement on last Wednesday. Only biotech, IBB, is up 1%. No doubt that has something to do with the spread of the new variant. But until these turn around, probably not going to see much of a risk rally. I do want to look for signs of interest there. That's what I was seeing Thursday morning, but not here. Final note here, Santa Claus rally, that is the final 5 trading days of the year. That's not this week, it's next week. And then we also have that extending into the first 3 trading days of January. So we haven't quite reached that magical window just yet. Doesn't mean that we're not going to get one, but overall, that end of the year rally looks like it's fizzling just a bit here, guys.
Yeah, and also just quickly, oil prices, another way that we are seeing all of this concern expressed today.
Yeah, let's go straight back to the Wi-Fi Interactive. Crude oil, the biggest underperformer here. You can see WTI is down 5%, Brent down 4%. This comes only a business day after Goldman up their price forecast, saying we could see $100 dollar per barrel oil, possibly in 2023, maybe $80 per barrel next year. But right now, WTI definitely under pressure along with the rest of the market, guys.
All right. Thanks so much, Jared.